This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Now our series, I've Always Wondered, continues.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
And this week, Marketplace listener John Wong wrote in to ask this.
I always wonder why there are people in floor of New York Stock Exchange, and it always seems kind of strange that they're there now that we have computers and network for doing all sorts of trades.
So to paraphrase John there, floor traders, what are they good for? We asked Golda Arthur to look into it.
Most of us have a mental picture of floor traders at the stock market. A group of men in colored jackets shouting at each other, waving bits of paper, gesturing wildly with hand signals. Problem is, it doesn't really exist anymore. What you're listening to is from a documentary called The Pit, about a group of floor brokers at the New York Board of Trade. These guys were dealing in coffee futures, and they used to do something called open outcry. This is old school trading, face-to-face, buying and selling, setting the price right then and there in an open pit.
Even though it looks chaotic, it was actually very crystal clear what was going on to the people who were down on the floor.
Johanna Lee was the director, and she made the film at a really interesting time. This was back in 2011, just as the New York Board of Trade, like almost every other exchange, was going electronic. This would, for the most part, end open outcry. No shouting, no bits of paper or crazy hand gestures. So what's it like on Wall Street now? I went to find out. The New York Stock Exchange. This is the grand stage of the American capital markets. It has an impressive carved stone ceiling, which is totally at odds with the rows of computer screens that line every single booth in the hall. The opening bell. A company launches its IPO from the famous balcony with its backdrop of the giant American flag. On the floor, traders in their blue jackets are everywhere.
I've spent my whole career in this building, in this industry, but in this building. So for me, it's really all I know.
Kenny Pulcari is a trader for O'Neill Securities. He represents an institutional investor. He says things work very differently today from when he first started out in this job 30 years ago.
Today it's really defined by technology. It's defined by high-speed computers that take the emotion out of investing. Some people say that's good. I, on the other hand, think that that's absolutely, you know, part of what investing is, it was about the emotion. I mean, listen, had you come down here 25 or 30 years ago, oh, my God, the emotion and energy in the room, it blew the roof off the building every single day. It was just so exciting.
But here's the thing. For all the excitement and history and prestige, the New York Stock Exchange actually handles a tiny amount of the overall volume of trades in the U.S. So who does the rest?
Robots now do anywhere about 50%, 75% of the trades in the United States.
Yes, robots. Bob Ivery works for Bloomberg News and wrote a book called The Seven Sins of Wall Street. He says the real action takes place in a high-security warehouse in a small town in New Jersey. That's where you'll find computers trading at lightning speed. They're also cheaper and more efficient than humans. So hooray for robots, right? Not quite.
They are there when the going is good. The minute the prices start plummeting for whatever reason, what the robots do is they run for the hills. They're nowhere to be seen when that stock is going down.
Computers have caused what they call a flash crash, where prices tumble uncontrollably, causing a lot of damage. But the reality is automated trading has taken over. So does that make traders like Kenny Pulcari an endangered species?
As far as the nuts and bolts of trading is concerned, they're already gone.
Already gone, but what about all those men in blue?
If you consider that there is some theater involved in stock trading, which I would maintain there is, then they have a very specific and very necessary function to put a face on what has become the battle of the robots. All those traders down there in their blue smocks and their pins that have their trader number on, they put a face on trading. They put a face on American capitalism. So now we're looking for
back at the New York Stock Exchange, it's a good thing trader Kenny Pulcari is a type A personality.
I think it's fair because I love being the face of Wall Street.
In New York, I'm Golda Arthur for Marketplace.